21st of August, 2023. A reading from the Book of Judges. The Lord appoints judges to rescue the men of Israel. The sons of Israel did what displeases the Lord and served the Baals. They deserted the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from the gods of the peoples round them. They bowed down to these. They provoked the Lord. They deserted the Lord to serve Baal and Astarte. Then the Lord's anger flamed out against Israel. He handed them over to pillagers who plundered them. He delivered them to enemies surrounding them, and they were not able to resist them. In every warlike venture, the hand of the Lord was there to foil them, as the Lord had warned, as the Lord had sworn to them. Thus he reduced them to dire distress. Then the Lord appointed judges for them and rescued the men of Israel from the hands of their plunderers. But they would not listen to their judges. They prostituted themselves to other gods and bowed down before these. Very quickly, they left the path their ancestors had trodden in obedience to the orders of the Lord. They did not follow their example. When the Lord appointed judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and rescued them from the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord felt pity for them as they groaned under the iron grip of their oppressors. But once the judge was dead, they relapsed and behaved even worse than their ancestors. They followed other gods. They served them and bowed down before them. And they would not give up the practices and stubborn ways of their ancestors at all. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives. It was our God who gave us the courage to proclaim his good news to you in the face of great opposition. We have not taken to preaching because we are deluded or immoral or trying to deceive anyone. It was God who decided that we were fit to be entrusted with the good news, and when we are speaking, we are not trying to please men, but God, who can read our inmost thoughts. You know very well, and we can swear it before God, that never at any time have our speeches been simply flattery, or a cover for trying to get money. Nor have we ever looked for any special honour from men, either from you or anybody else, when we could have imposed ourselves on you with full weight as apostles of Christ. Instead, we were unassuming. Like a mother feeding and looking after her own children, we felt so devoted and protective towards you and had come to love you so much that we were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives as well. The Word of the Lord.